Okay, today's daf is Tzmura daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Lamed Beis and Beis. We're all the way toward the end of the page. Tanya Kavasei to Rabbi Yochanan. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi. So we really are only in one sugya today, all the way until the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Beis, which is probably about as far as we're going to get. And it's the sugya that we started yesterday, where we had this machlokas in the Mishnah. There was a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. The problem is that the Tanakhama was not very clear as to what they meant. Rabbi Shimon is abundantly clear. Tanakhama was not. What happened? The Tanakhama said, Imesu Yikavru, that once you have Suleim Muktash, once you have Kachim that die, you can't be pod to it because Pidyon requires Hamadava Aracha. But Tanakam wasn't clear what type of Kachim were they talking about. Were they talking about Kachay Bedekabayas? Were they talking about Kachay Mizbeach? Rabbi Shimon, abundantly clear, he says, Kachay Bedekabayas Imesu Yiftu, that you do not need Hamadava Aracha, you could be pod to Kachay Bedekabayas. But Kachay Mizbeach, you cannot be poda because you do require hamad v'aracha. So we have this machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish, what the shita of the Rabbanan is. The Rabbi Yochanan said the shita of the Rabbanan is both Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Bedek Habayis require hamad v'aracha, and therefore neither of them can be nifta after they die, because they can't stand after they die. They can't be hamada after they die. And Reish Lakish is simply coming to argue about Kachay Bedek Habayis and saying, yes, you can do pidyon on Kachay Bedek Habayis, but I agree about Kachay Mizbeach that you cannot. Whereas Reish Lakish understands the Rabbanan that Kachay Bedek Habayis require Hamad V'aracha, and therefore you cannot do pidyon after it dies, but Kachay Mizbeach does not require Hamad V'aracha, and therefore you can do pidyon after it dies. And Reish Lakish reverses the Shitos. Reish Lakish says that Kachay Bedek Habayis do not require Hamad V'aracha and you can do pidyon. Kachay Mizbeach do require Hamad V'aracha, you cannot do pidyon. So that's the that Rabbi Shimon reverses the shita according to Reish Lakish, reverses the shita of the Rabbanan. So that was the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Our entire daf is focused on that machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, how to understand the shita of the Rabbanan. We will take a slight turn for just a few moments to talk about the shita of Rabbi Shimon, but not for very long, because there was no real machlokas as to what the shita of Rabbi Shimon was. Rabbi Shimon said that Kachay Bedek Habayis that die, you can do pidyon on. And it was very clear, only Kachay Bedek Habayis, not Kachay Mizbeach. So there's not going to be much else to discuss. So let's start. Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. The brisa says like Rabbi Yochanan, again, who held that according to the Rabbanan, both Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Bedek Habayis require Hamad V'aracha, and therefore neither of them can be subject to pidyon after they die. How does the Braisa support Rabbi Yochanan? Because it says as follows, V'im kol behema tamea asher liyakrivu mimena, is the exact words of the Pasuk, asher liyakrivu mimena korban Hashem. Pasuk goes on to say, V'emet esabim v'neo koin v'aracha koin. It describes Hamad V'aracha. So it sounds like the Pasuk is talking about someone who's maktish, a behema that's not royal akravel, like a behema tamea, that you have to be poda based on the assessment of the Kohen, because obviously you can't be makrovit, it's a behema tamea. So the Braisa says, when it says behema tamea, shirlei akrivu, it can't possibly mean a behema tamea mamish, rather it means bebalimun sheyiftu akasim medaber. Pasuk is talking about a behema that you can't be makrovit because it's a balas mum. When it says tamea, it means it's tamea lehakrava, meaning as far as hakrava is concerned, you're not going to be able to do it because it's a bal mum. And the Torah is telling me that you have to be poda based on the evaluation of the Kohen. So Atomer bevali mumenu, enuel bebehema tamea. How do I know that it's so bevali mumen? Maybe it means behema tamea mamish. Maybe it means literally a non-kosher animal. No, kishu omer. When the pasuk says in Vayikras Perachav Zayin 11 psukim later or 15 psukim later in pasuk Chav Zayin vimba behema tamea upado be'erkecha hare behema tamea amur, that already covers behema tamea. So hamani mekayim v'mkol behema asher v'mkol behema tamea, the real word asher liyakriv mimenu korban Hashem v'balimum sheipadu. So there are two different psukim that tell me that a behema tamea cannot be brought and therefore requires pidyon. But they can't both be talking about a behemoth tameya. So that's why we say the first of the two psukim is talking about a balmum. The second of the two psukim is talking about an actual behemoth tameya. Rashi ala Torah on that second pasuk says that even though the parsha is talking about a bechor behemoth, it's not talking about hektashos, it certainly can't mean about a bechor specifically, because a bechor behemoth doesn't have any pidyon. So even though the pasuk of the parsha is about a bechor, when we start talking about pidyon, it can't be about a bechor. Even a petach chamor that has pidyon, the pidyon is beseh, and the seh is a matana lekohen, it doesn't go lahegdish. So this pasuk that talks about pidyon and then giving it lahegdish obviously can't be talking about a bechor. It obviously has to be talking about other types of kachim. So how does the Bryce understand? You have two psukim. Pasuk Yeralv talks about Pidyon of Behemoth Tmeya. Pasuk Chav Zayin talks about Pidyon of Behemoth Tmeya. So he said, oh, Pasuk Chav Alv doesn't really mean Behemoth Tmeya. It means Balmum. Pasuk Chav Zayin means Behemoth Tmeya. So the obvious kasha Tosas raises, if you have two psukim and one of them should be understood kipshuto and the other one can't be repetitive, so it has to be telling me something else, shouldn't the first one be understood kipshuto? Shouldn't the first pasuk be about Behemoth Tmeya and the second one be about Balmum? So Tosas explains in the Dibra Maschil Ha that the Braisa could not darshan the opposite, because from the fact that the Pasuk says Asher la yakrivo, it sounds like the Behemoth is only Pasul la hakrava, but it would otherwise be mutter. If we were talking about a Behemoth Tameya, if the first Pasuk were talking about a Behemoth Tameya, it would be us even the Hedyot. The pig is a pig, you're not allowed to eat it for anybody, whether it's Kachem or not. So certainly the Pasuk is talking about a Behemoth Balas Mum, and the second Pasuk doesn't say such a lashon of Asher la yakrivo that would imply that lahedyot that it's going to be mutter. So that the second pasuk could actually be talking about a behemoth tameya. So one of the achronim, the sefer Karbon Aharon, he just points out, then if that's the case, why does Gemara have to prove that the pasuk is talking about a balas mum from the fact that there's another pasuk about a behemoth tameya? Just from the words Asher la yakrivo, we should be able to prove that it's talking about a balas mum. Because if Asher la yakrivo means, but for a hedyot it would be mutter, it can't be about a behema tameya. So that's what he explains, that no, I would not have made that drush of Asher la yakrivo on my own. It's only once I know that one of these psukim anyway has to be talking about a balmum and not a behema tameya. So now when I figure out which one has to be talking about a balmum, so it's more likely the one that says Asher la yakrivo is the one that's talking about a bal. The one that's talking about a balmum. So the Braisa explains, Yachal yiftu almum over. You might think that a balmum could be poda, you could be poda balmum even if it has a mum over. So tamalomer asher leyakrivu mimena. Leyakrivu means in the future that you will never be able to be makrovit. She'ina kreva kol ikr yatsazo she'ina kreva hayom elalamachar. As opposed to something that has a mum over, which it's not roy right now for akrava, but you could be makrovit after the mum is gone, and therefore you cannot be poda it. But bottom line is, how's this price a raya to Rabbi Yochanan? Va'amarachmana avidla hamad varacha. The Torah talks about this animal, which is clearly an animal that's kachem mizbeach. How do I know it's talking about kachem mizbeach? Because kachem betekabayis, there's no discussion about a balmum by kachem betekabayis. Kachem betekabayis, balmum, and the tamim are the same thing, because you could be makdash betekabayis etzim vavanim, right? So the very discussion of a balmum makes it very clear that we're talking about kachem mizbeach. And nevertheless, it says that avidla hamad varacha, that you do a pidyon with hamad varacha. So you see that this brisa has to be assumed like the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Why does it have to be assumed like the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi explains, because this brisa is a brisa in Sifra, and every brisa that's stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana that's always cholik on Rabbi Shimon everywhere. So therefore, this brisa has to be going like against Rabbi Shimon, like the Rabbanan were against Rabbi Shimon, because the Rabbanan were against Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yehuda, and it says that a kachem mizbeach needs hamad v'aracha. That's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, because according to the Rabbi Yochanan holds that kachem mizbeach require hamad v'aracha, and therefore if you have kachem mizbeach v'dai, that you can't be pulled to them. So the Gemara explains now the shita of Reish Lakish. How's Reish Lakish going to explain this brisa, or rather, what's the source for Reish Lakish? Amar of Gidol Amar Rav. My time at the Reish Lakish. Now that phrase alone, the Achronim point out, is a difficult phrase. That Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav, my time at the Reish Lakish. That Rav is going to make himself busy explaining the Shita of Reish Lakish. It's not that they didn't live at the same time, but Rav was a generation above Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Bar Pluk was Rabbi Yochanan. Rav was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. So it's hard to imagine that Rav is going out of his way to explain the Shita of Reish Lakish. So there are two basic approaches to why it is that Rav would be explaining the Shita of Reish Lakish. One approach is that Rav explains the Shita of Reish Lakish because Rav happens to hold like Reish Lakish also. Meaning we know it as the Shita of Reish Lakish, but it predated Reish Lakish. And just when they were Masada the Shas, they put it as the Shita of Reish Lakish, but Rav held the same way. And therefore, Rav didn't say it like that. He didn't say, my time is Reish Lakish. He was just saying, my time for that Shita. Or the other possibility is that there's a Girsa issue over here, and it should not be Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav. It should be Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav Huna or something like that. Or Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav Yehuda. Some Amora who's from a later generation and not from Rav's generation. But anyway, so my time at Reish Lakish. Da Amar Rabbanon Katchi Bet Kabayis Hayu Bchalal Hamadav Aracha Katchi Mizbech Lo Hayu Bchalal Hamadav Aracha. Why does Reish Lakish hold that only Katchi Bet Kabayis require Hamadav Aracha? But and therefore that the Rabbanon would say only Kachim Bet Kabayis require Amad Varacha, but Kachim Mizbeach do not require Amad Varacha. The reverse of Rabbi Shimon Shita, Da Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says when we derive the Pidyon of a Behema that it requires Amad Varacha, the Pasuk says the Herich HaKohen Osa Bein Tov Ubein Ra. Tov means a tmima, ra means a balas mum. So it sounds that the pasuk is talking about a hegdish, that there's some sort of that the halacha is going to be the same whether it be tov or ra. Ezu davar sheno cholok bein tov l'ra. What's an example of a kind of hegdish where it doesn't matter if it's a bal mum or not? Haviyomer zeh katshe b'dekabayis. That clearly is a reference to katshe b'dekabayis. Vamakra osa l'mutei katshe mizbech. And when the pasuk is talking about doing amad devaracha, it says osa. Yes, you do amad devaracha with it dafka with katshe b'dekabayis, where there's no difference between tov and ra. But katshe mizbech, you cannot do. You cannot do amad devaracha with katshe mizbech. So that's the shita of Reish Lakish within the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Rabbanan obviously is not going to exclude Osa, because the way that Rabbi Yochanan understood the Rabbanan is that both require Hamad V'Aracha, so both Kachim Mizbech and Kachim Betekvayis, Osa L'mute Mai, so which Behema from Kachim Mizbech is Osa coming to be Mema'it and telling me that it does not require Hamad V'Aracha, meaning if Kachim Betekvayis require Hamad V'Aracha, and standard Kachem is Beach require Amad V'Aracha, what is Osa telling me does not require Amad V'Aracha? L'mute Balmume Karvo. It's coming to tell me that the Ave Behema that was Balmum, even before you were ever Makdashit, such a Behema does not require Hamad V'Aracha when you want to be Poda it. So according to everyone, the word Osa is being Mema'it something from Hamad V'Aracha. Osa is telling me that there's one type of animal that does not require Hamad V'Aracha. So the Gemara just asks right now that there is a Tana that tells us that there's nothing left to be Mema'it from the word Osa. Ula Tana de Levi, meaning we said either Osa is being Mema'it all Kachem Mizbech, or a specific type of Kachem Mizbech, where the psul happened, where the mum happened before it was ever Kachem. But Tana de Be'levi, Damar Afilu Balmum Me'ekar B'chal Hamad V'Aracha. According to Tana de Be'levi, even when the mum predated the Hegdish, it requires Hamad V'Aracha. Zitani Levi, Akal Ha'i B'chal Hamad V'Aracha, V'Afilu Balmum Me'ekar. Everything requires Hamad V'Aracha, even a Balmum Me'ekar. V'chein Tani Levi B'masnisei. And Levi taught this in his Brisos, that anything that's Hukdash requires Hamad V'Aracha, V'Afilu Chaya, V'Afilu Ofos, even things that are not Roi La'Krava, like a Chaya, or those types of birds that are not Roi La'Krava. Most birds are not Roi La'Krava. Torim and Bnei Yonah are Roi La'Krava. But Avazim, Tarnagolim, other types of birds are not Roi La'Krava. So certainly Balmum Eikaro also requires Amad V'Aracha. Ay, Voksiv Osa. What's he going to do with the word Osa? What's it coming to be Mimayit? There's nothing left to be Mimayit. kasha. So the Gemara leaves that as a challenge to the Tana de Beilevi. Now, kasha, but not a tiyufta. So the Sefer B'nei Shmuel says that because it's possible to be metaretz, that Levi says that balimum meikarim ar b'chalam advaracha, that's only mechayim. But a balimum meikaro that then dies does not require amad varacha. Meaning it could be, yeah, we require amad varacha when it's possible. But if it's balimum meikaro and it's dead, so amad varacha is not possible, maybe that would be what osa is coming to be memayit. And in such a case, you do not require amad varacha. Maybe that would be the answer. Whatever the answer is, the Gemara had some answer in mind, because that's the rule. When it says tiyufta, it doesn't have an answer in mind. When it says kasha, it has an answer in mind. It just doesn't, for whatever reason, doesn't think it's worth discussing. So now we're going to take our brief aside to discuss the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Right? So far we've been explaining both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's understanding of the shita of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Domarav, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon, there's no machlok is what he holds. The Amar Kachim is Beach, that Kachim is Beach, require Amad Varacha, and therefore if they die, there is no pidyon. Kachim Bedekabayis does not require Amad Varacha, and therefore if it dies, there is pidyon. Where does he get that from? The Amar Krab, because the Pasuk where we darshan Amad Varacha from tells us, Veherech HaKoyin Osa, Bein Tov Ubein Ra. Where do we ever find that there's a distinction between Tov and Ra? It's Dafka Kachem Mizbech that there's a distinction between Tov and Ra, because again, Tov means a Tmima and Ra means a Baal Mum, and it's only by Kachem Mizbech that a Mum matters. So it's the same pasuk that the Rabbanon darshin, the way Reish Lakish understood the Rabbanon, right? Ve'erech HaKoyin Asa Bein Tov Ubein Ra. It's just that the way the Rabbanon darshin the pasuk is Bein Tov Bein Ra means Eino Chaluk Bein Tov L'Ra. That Bein Tov Bein Ra means that there's no difference between Tov and Ra. That the topic of the pasuk is the type of kachim where Tov and Ra don't make a difference. Whereas now we're saying Bein Tov Bein Ra, Rabbi Shimon says Bein Tov Bein Ra to mean that there is a chiluk between Tov and Ra. Bein Tov Bein Ra, it means lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol, right? To be that we're distinguishing between two different categories. Ah, so that's only, where do we distinguish only by kachay mizbeach? But Kachay Betek HaBayis would be excluded from Amad V'Aracha. V'amakra Osa L'mutei Betek HaBayis. Wait a second. If that were the case, that we're trying to show a distinction between two things, Bein Tov Lira Mi Bayalei. Bein implies that they're the same. Like the Rabbanan Darshan, the way Reish Lakish understood, Bein Li would imply that they're different. So the question is, so the Gemara leaves it as Kasha. The question is if that rule is always true. In the Achronim, they point out that you sometimes have Ubein even when it's clearly coming to be mechalik between them. For example, Vayikra Perek Yudalef Pasuk Mem Zayin, Lahavdil Bein Hatamei Ubein Hatahar. It's not saying that they're the same. It says Lahavdil Bein Hatamei Ubein Hatahar. So it could be that that's because it says Lahavdil. That's why it needs to say Lahavdil, because otherwise the default position is that Bein would mean that it's not Lahavdil. So only when the Torah says Lahavdil is it Lahavdil. But Kasha, otherwise we leave this as a Kasha. The real way to draw a contrast is to say Bein Tov Bein Li, not Bein Bein. Bein Bein would imply that they're the same. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go back to asking questions on the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said that according to the Chachamim, Kachem is Beach, require Amad V'Aracha. The Brisa tells us, Mesu, let's say you have Kachem that died, Tmimin, without any mum, you cover, you bury them. Since they were Roi Lakrava, the Chachamim made a Gzeira, not to be pulled to them. They have a special Maila because they were Roi Lakrava, so you bury them. But Ubalei Mumin, you padu. But if they died while they were Balei Mumin, then you could be pulled to them even though they are already dead. Why? Because they do not require amad varacha. But med var mamurim says the brisa. When do we say that if they die as bali mumin, you're able to be poda them? Because shem is beach. That's only by kach shem is beach. Avol because shem betikabayis bein timimin bein bali mumin yikavru. But when it comes to kach shem betikabayis, there is no ability to be poda since it would require hamad varacha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad kach shem is beach veechad kach shem betikabayis timimim yikavru bali mumin yiftu. And we're going to have to deal with how Rabbi Shimon's sheet is presented over here. But the way Rabbi Shimon's sheet is presented in the Brisa, and remember we had no machlokas about Rabbi Shimon's sheet, is that it doesn't matter whether it's kachi mizbeach or kachi bedek habayis. If they die while they are tmimim, there's no pidyon. If they die while they are balei mumin, there is pidyon. But ignoring Rabbi Shimon, the way the Shita of the Rabbanan is presented, does this sound more like Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Rabbanan, or more like Reish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan? So Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, may Reisha. The Reisha of the Brice is clearly against Rabbi Yochanan, because the Chachamim say that the Behema, that's a Kachem is Beach, if it's a Balas Mum, you're able to be Poda it. Why can you be Poda it? Because Kachem is Beach does not require a Madva Racha. So when the Chachamim and the Mishnah say that it requires Hamad Varacha, that must be only Kache Bedek Abayis and not Kache Mizbeach. That's exactly the Shita of Reish Lakish, that the Chachamim also distinguish between Kache Mizbeach and Kache Bedek Abayis, just in the reverse of the way Rabbi Shimon does. The Rabbanan hold that there's no that Rabbi Yochanan rather holds that the Rabbanan do not distinguish between Kache Mizbeach and Kache Bedek Abayis. So here's a Braisa Beferish against Rabbi Yochanan. Samalach Rabbi Yochanan would respond, Hachamai Skinan Balmum Meikaro. Now the Bryce is talking about a behema that was Balmum before you were ever makdish it. In such a case, even the Chacham would be Moda, that it does not require Hamadva Racha. So in such a case, there's no distinction between Kachem Bedek Abayis, Kachem Mizbeach, none of it requires Hamadva Racha. And Hachinami Mistavrit, it's Mistavrit to say that the Bryce is talking about a Balmum Meikaro, Di Itema Shekadam Hekdeshon Es Mumon, because if you can say the Bryce is talking about where it only developed the mum after you were makdish it, and when the Chacham said that the behemah that's kachim is beach, that's bal mum, you could be poda, that's because the behemah of kachim is beach doesn't require amad varacha, well then liflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Rabbi Shimon should have disagreed on that point, because Rabbi Shimon holds that a kachim is beach requires amad varacha. So he should have said something about that, and said that even a balas mum tikaver. And in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon says that bali mumin can be nifta. He apparently agrees. Why does Rabbi Shimon agree? Because it's talking about a behemah that was Balmum before you were ever makdish it. And that, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it does not require Hamad Varacha. So says Gemara, oh, well, now that we understand that some Balmum Meikaro, Ella, Leimatavi Tiftin Reish Lakish. Now this price could be flipped on its head. Now that we say that Rabbi Shimon holds that from Rabbi Shimon, you see that we're talking about a Balmum Meikaro, then the rest of the price should therefore be a Kasha on Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish thought that the Chacham hold Kachim Mizbeach does not require Amad Varacha, because we could be medayik from the Braisa that no, it only doesn't require Amad Varacha because it was Balmum Meikaro. Had it been regular Kachim Mizbeach, it would have required Amad Varacha. That's against Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish Mukim La Bishakadim Hekdeshon Es Mumon. Reish Lakish says, no, let's understand the Braisa the way we first understood it, that the Hekdesh came before it was Balmum. Meaning, the way Rabbi Yochanan will understand the Braisa is that it was Kadamum Alek. The way Reish Lakish will understand the Braisa is Kadam Ekdeshon Es Mumon. But wait, that doesn't help us, because we had a Hechrich to say that the Braisa had to have been talking about that it was Balmul Meikaro. Because if it was not talking about Balmul Meikaro, why isn't Rabbi Shimon jumping up and down and arguing? Yehafti Niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Rabbi Shimon should have argued by Kachim Mizbeach. So Reish Lakish Mepach Apich. Reish Lakish found another Braisa that taught the Tanakama in the reverse. The Braisa that the Gemara just quoted, Reish Lakish holds, is Mishubesh, as Tosfos points out. It's a mistaken Braisa. And he found another Braisa that flips it around. And therefore, when it says Bamed Var Mamurim, it's also flipped. So Rabbi Shimon is listed Bistam, and doesn't say what he holds about Kachay Mizbeach. Mizbeach. Vachi Mosiv mi Mechilta Achriti. And this is how they ask on Rabbi Yochanan from this other brisa that they found. And what does the other brisa say? They have kachim that are mesu bein tamimin bein balimumin. Whether they were tamimin before they died or whether they were balimumin, you cover, you bury them. Bamed varim amurim bekachim bedegabayis. That's only by kachim bedegabayis. Avol bekachim, but by kachim mizbeach, you padu, let them be. You should be pod to them. And then Rabbi Shimon Omer, tamimim yikavru, u balimumin yipadu, that tamimim you have to be kover, but balimumin you'd be poder, because the behemah, bedek abayis, does not require hamad varacha. So tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, that's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan, misefa, from the seifa of the brisa, because it says, beferish in the brisa, that the chum hold, that kachim is beach, do not require hamad varacha. So amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would respond to you, hacha mayaskinan, vibalmumay karo, that the brisa is talking about a behemah that was balmum before you were ever makdash it, and the chamar molded that would not require a madavaracha. And ha chinami mistavra, it's most logical to assume that the brisa is talking about a balmum eikaro. Di tema b'shkadim ekdeshim is muman, because if we are in fact talking about something that was kodesh before it developed a mum, and when the chacham say that the behemah of kachim isbeach, which is balmum, you should be poda, that's because the behemah of kachim isbeach does not require ha madavaracha. Then niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Then Rabbi Shimon should have. Meaning, if we're talking about that it developed a mum after you were makdashit, and it's just that it doesn't require a madavaracha, niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Rabbi Shimon should have disagreed and said that kachim isbeach requires a madavaracha. So he should have disagreed on that din. Ella lematavit yufta d'reish lakish. Okay, so now that you've flipped the brisa around, this brisa should also be a tiyufta on reish lakish. Who holds that the Chacham say that Kachim Mizbeach does not require Amad Varacha? So Amalach Reish Lakish would respond to you, no, Hacham Mayaskinan, Bishakadam Ekdeshan as Muman. That the Brice is talking about where you were Makdashit before it developed a Mum, the way we originally explained it. That Tamimim are Yikavru because of a Gezeira. The reason you would bury the Tamimim is just a Gezeira Midrabanan. Balimumin, you're Poda because according to the Rabbanan, you don't need Hamad Varacha. So if it's Balmum and it dies, so then you're not going to require. So says Mar v'niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. But what about the fact that Rabbi Shimon should have disagreed about kachim mizbeach? So Amalach Reish Lakish hachinami tepolig. Rabbi Shimon does disagree on that din. I mean, Rabbi Shimon disagrees on everything the Tanakhama says. It's just that the Brisa mentions that which he disagrees in the area of kachim bedek abayis. Just like and we're supposed to know that just like Rabbi Shimon disagrees as far as kachim bedek abayis is concerned, he also disagrees as far as kachem mizbeach is concerned. That's only if you learn the brisa the way Reish Lakish learned the brisa. But in the way that the Gemara brought the brisa previously, you wouldn't be able to mitaritz this, because since Rabbi Shimon says beferish kachem mizbeach bali mumin yiftu, you wouldn't be able to say such a thing. But that's how we'd be mitaritz. So amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu le'Rabbi Zeira. So now the Gemara says that we learned in the brisa that if kachem die, there's pidyon that could be done on them. So what do you mean die? How did they die that we're then going to do pidyon? So this is a little bit of an aside, right? We had this whole discussion of doing pidyon on kachim that died. So according to Reish Lakish, who understood the Rabbanan, that kachim is bech lo ayi b'chal hamad varacha. Kachim is bech do not require hamad varacha. And therefore, if they die, you could be poled to them, because they don't require hamad varacha. The katani, kachim is bech bali mumin yipadu, and therefore we said that if kachim mizbeach die as bali mumin, you could be poled to them umukminin la. And according to Reish Lakish, Bryce is talking about b'shakadam ekdeshan as muman, that it had kedushas haguf and then it developed a mum and then it died and you can't eat it, so you're poled to it in order to be machil leklavim, because obviously you can't eat it. It died, so shemamina poled as a kachim machil leklavim. You see from there that apparently you're allowed to be poled to kachim in order to be machil uklavim, just to feed it to the dogs. That's machlokas tanoim at aflamet aleph, whether you're allowed to be poda from poda kachim just to be machil uklavim. Those who say you cannot be poda darshan from the pasuk tizbach viachalta basar, that the word viachalta were medayik that only you're only allowed to be poda for the sake of your own achila viachalta, not achilas klavim. And the one that says podim darshan's from that pasuk that you're allowed to to get hana from kachim only after zvicha, but not mechayim. And melitz mizuyak that liachar misa, you're allowed to get hana even without zvicha. I mean, you're allowed to be podem to be machil leklavim after your podem. So this is a machlokas. But maybe now we have a raya. Says Gemara, no, hachamay eskinan. The brayso of you're talking about b'sha'avar ushchatan. Died means not that it dropped dead, and therefore there's no chance that a person can eat it. We're talking about that someone violated the halacha, the yisr me'ila, and shechted it. When it says mesu, it means it was shechted. Kedetanya, kala kachem shnafel b'amum, ushchatan, if you have kachem that developed the mum, and then you shecht it, ramei romer yikaverum. Yikavru, a mayor says, you bury it, yields like Rabbi Shimon, the kachim is bech, need hamad varacha, so therefore there's nothing you could do, you have to bury it. V'cham, what do you have to do? And the chams say, you could be podit, because it does not require hamad varacha. Now, Amr le Rabbi Yirmi le Bezeri, le Rabbi Shimon da Amr kachim bedek abayis lo hayi b'chal hamad varacha. If you assume like Rabbi Shimon who says, that kachim bedek habayis do not require hamad varacha, and therefore when they're dead, you could still be podit them, at my tmim yikavru. Why does the Braisa say that kachim b'digabayis that die, if they don't have a mum, you have to bury them? If it doesn't require a madavar racha, why bury them? Why not just be po to them? So Rabbi Zera answers that mishum dechazu lahakrava, because since they were ro'i lahakrava, they didn't develop a mum, they were tmimim, and even though they were only kachim b'digabayis, but as tmimim, on some level, they're ro'i lahakrava. Why are they ro'i lahakrava? You never made them kachim mizbech. If a person makes that mistake of being matfis, an animal that's a tmima for bedek abayis, when you are pod to them, you're pod to then be makrovit as a carbon. A behemoth that's right for a krava, that you are makdish with any kind of kedusha, even just kachay bedek abayis, you can't not be makrovit. So even if you're only makdish for bedek abayis, since it was something that was designated the mizbeach, the chum made this chumra that it may su you kavru. That since it was designated the mizbeach, even though its kedusha was only kedushas bedek abayis, still it's going to have the status like kachem mizbeach that it may su you kavru. Now this din that if you're makdish at the bedek abayis, that it's still got to go the mizbeach because it's beima tamima. So Tosfos and Masechta Zochim points out that's only a din d'rabbanan. That's a knas because come on, why are you taking the behemoth that's a tamima making kachem bedek abayis? That should be the mizbeach. Meaning there's a higher purpose for that animal if you want to make it kachem. So that's a din midrabbanan, a knas on the person. Now, this is not always true. There is one type of kachim that does not have kedushas mizbeach, and it's a tamima, and it's perfectly fine, and it's not, and we don't say that it's ever going to be designated as a carbon, and that is a para aduma, right? Para aduma is a tamima, and it was ro'i la'akrava, but Tosfos points out that it's kachim b'dekabayis, because it's only by other behemos that when you're makdish tamima b'dekabayis, you did something wrong. You're a mishana from its ideal hegdish. Para aduma is rare enough. You know, if you get one, it's likely that was meant to be a para aduma and not meant to be just some regular carbon that's brought on the mizbeach, and therefore para aduma is not included in this kenas. So Amar Papa Abaye, the Armila the Rava, Rav Papa said either to Abaye or to Rava, the Rabbi Yochanan the Mukula. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the brisa that Balimum Marpode is talking about, the Balmum Meikaro, that it was a Balmum even from before you were ever Makdashit, and that's why Rabbi Shimon agrees that you could be Poda it Uvikuli Al Masir. And both Rabban and Rabbi Shimon hold the balmum meikaro de lo havi bechlal hamad varacha, that if an animal is a balmum even when you originally makdish it, then there's definitely no requirement of hamad varacha, and if it dies, you're definitely allowed to be po to it. Wait, do the Chum hold that the balmum meikaro does not require hamad varacha? Vatnan, but I have a mission Maseches Bechoros that tells us as follows: Kala kadashim shekada mum kavua lekdeshan. Any time you have kachim that had a mum before you were ever makdashit, so it was only kadosh ledamav. You're supposed to sell it and use the money for a carbon because it already had a mum by the time you were makdashit, and then viniftu, then you're poda it. Chayavin b'bechora, if it gives birth after you pod it, the vlad has kedushas bechor. Ubematanos, if you shecht it, you have to give the zroah lechayayim v'keva to a kohen like any other chulin animal. V'yotzen lechulin gazes v'yavir, it becomes absolute chulin. and you're allowed to shear it, and you're allowed to do a voda with it. Vladan v'chalavan mutar lachar pidyonan. Its offspring and its milk is going to be mutar after you pota it. Vashochtan b'chutz, and if you shecht it outside of the azara, even before you pota it, pater, you're not chayef for shechting kachim b'chutz. Ve'ein osin tamura, and if you say on a behema of chulin that it should be a tamura of this behema, the kedusha is not going to be chal. Ve'im mesu, and if it dies before you were a podeit, you could still be podeit after misa. Why? Because it does not require a madav aracha. Right. So here we have a brisa that tells us that he have a bal mum meikaro does not require a madav aracha. Va'amrav yudam rav zod v'rabbi shivon, that's only according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Tamar kachim is ve'ach hayu b'chal al-mad v'arach chach b'edek habayis lo ayu. Then kachim b'edek habayis don't require mad v'aracha. Since this was balmum meikaro, it was only kachim b'edek habayis. It never had the kedushas mizbeach, and that's why you don't need mad v'aracha. That's Rabbi Shimon. Kedetran, Rabbi Shimon Omer, like Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, kachim b'edek habayis imesu yipadu. The kachim b'edek habayis are subject to pidyon when they die because there's no requirement of mad v'aracha. Umoda Rabbi Shimon v'balmu meikaro, and Rabbi Shimon would agree that even something that was designated as kachim is bech, but it was balmum before it ever had kedusha shenifta, that you could be pulled to it because you don't require amad v'aracha, even though it's kachim is bech. So the Gemara explains my taima. What's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? Damakrak, as the pasuk says, when it comes to pidyon of kachim, osa lemute balmu meikaro. That osa comes to tell me we had this drasha number aleph that a balmum meikaro you don't need hamad varacha. Aval chachamim omrim afil balmum meikaro hayu bechlal hamad varacha. But the chacham would say that even if it had a mum before the hektish, it still requires hamad varacha. So from the fact that you're saying, oh, this price must be going only according to Rabbi Shimon, we have a major kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rabbi Yochanan explain the sheet of the Chachamim that if the behemoth was a balas mum before you were ever makdashit, that it doesn't require a madva racha? Apparently, that's not what we're saying over here. We're saying Rabbi Shimon would say that if it was a balas mum before your makdashit, it does not require a madva racha. But the Rabbanan would still require a madva racha. So, Amalei, man Chachamim, Tana de Bei Levi. What you have to say is, who are the chachamim that Rav is talking about that would say that even a balmum me'ikaro requires hamad v'aracha? That's the Tana de Bei Levi that we had in Amud Aleph, who said that even if the balmum, it became a balmum before you were ever makdish it, it still requires hamad v'aracha. But the real chachamim, the real sheet of the chacham that we've been referring to the whole time, not that Tana de Bei Levi is not a chacham, the sheet of the chacham that we've been referring to the whole time that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon would hold that you don't need hamad v'aracha if it became a mum, if it became balmum before you were makdish it. Ihachi, well, if that's the case, instead of Rav highlighting, oh, this price is only going like Rabbi Shimon, but it's against the Chachamim, and all he meant by the Chachamim is the Tana de Bei Levi, but the Rabbanan really agreed to Rabbi Shimon, Iyachi, Zodiv Rabbi Shimon, the Sulo, Zodiv Rabbi Shimon, Umachlokato mi Bayalei. What it should have said is, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Meaning that at least they both agree that it was Balmum Eikaro, that it does not require Hamada Vaharacha. So why does it say as if it's only a Das Yachid? It's actually the Das of Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham who normally disagree with him. Samalei, Sabaye, or Rava, wherever the question was asked to, responds, Haid lo katani achi, the fact that Rav doesn't say Zudivir Rabbi Shimon v'chachamim or umachlokato mishum de Rav sabr lakresh lakish. Damel Rabbanon kachi vedek habayis hayu b'chal hamad v'aracha. Rav holds like Resh Lakish. Ooh, remember we said before, why is Rav going around explaining the Shita of Resh Lakish? So one of the approaches was because Rav holds like the Shita of Resh Lakish. Who says Rav holds like the Shita of Resh Lakish? Right here. That Rav holds like Resh Lakish. That the Rabbanan hold that Kachim Bedek Habayis require Amad V'aracha. Kachim Mizbech lo hayu. Kachim Mizbech do not require Amad V'aracha. So V'resha Katani V'imesi Yipadu V'sefer Katani Imesi Yikavru. The Resha could fit with the Chachamim that it's talking about Bali Mumin Kodem Ekdeshan, and they hold that Balmum Eikaro does not require Amad V'aracha. But the Sefer is talking about Balmum after Hekdesho, and it says Yikavru, because you can't be pod to them, because they require Amad Varacha. So from the Sefer, it's Muchach that the Mishnah holds that Kachim Mizbeach require Amad Varacha. The Chum, or the Kachim Mizbeach, do not require Amad Varacha, so Rav couldn't say that this Mishnah goes like the Chachamim. Or the Iba Yosema Rav Krav Yochman Svirle. And this is why previously we said, maybe Rav wasn't really explaining the Shita of Reish Lakish, maybe you have to change the Girsa before, it was Rav Huna, it was Rav Yehuda. Why? Because the Iba Yosema has Rav not conforming to Reish Lakish. That Rav Krav Yochman Svirle, that Rav holds like Krav Yochman, according to the Chum, Kachim Mizbeach require Amad Varacha, unless it was Balmu Meikaro. Ude Kashlach Zudiv Rav Shimnach Lukatomi Baile, Ema Hachinami. Rav should have said Zudiv Reb Shimon Machlokato. Okay, that's what he said. Meaning that's what he meant. He meant Zudiv, not just Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon Machlokato. Typically, when you have a first day and an Iba Yosema, the Iba Yosema is the more authoritative one, and that's why a number of the Achronim prefer changing the Girsa in the earlier Gemara rather than saying that Rav holds like Reish Lakish, and that's why he's explaining Reish Lakish. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah and hopefully be Messiah Masechet Tmura Glina. Cool.